Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions. And my guest, Paco Zamora of Dust Control, and many other engagements that he's had throughout his life. And we were talking about your civic areas. And one of the areas I wanted to discuss, which is a important university, was the transition from the Catholic school, Sagrado Corazon, to the, it's still Catholic related, but it's not no longer religious and run by the religious order. Tell us about your role in Sagrado Corazon and what the experience you had there.
Well, there was a time when the nuns of the Sacred Heart, there was a philosophy change in the order, and they wanted to devote themselves to helping the poor instead of running a school for wealthy girls or things like that. So they decided to bring in a board of trustees from lay people. And I was the first first trustee of the lay group. From there on, we got other people like Mr. The attorney, Gonzalez from Fiddler and Gonzalez, and I also got the architect, Osvaldo Toro, and a few other people, and we had a wonderful group. And then the nuns have to let go a little bit of the control. They only have three nuns that are in the board of trustees, but the board of trustees is about 20 people, so they don't control. And what we did was we continued the religious feeling of the order, and the college and became the Catholic, the became the University of the Sacred Heart. Instead of the College of the Sacred Heart for girls, it became the University of the Sacred Heart. And we interviewed the first president, and the second president, and the third president, and the president that we have today, which is an outstanding president. And I've been involved, I was involved in it for 15 or 17 years. I was in the Board of Trustees. And I resigned to set an example to the others so that we could get new blood. And eventually now they have a limit. I think it is 10 or 15 years, and then you have to resign. And I am very proud of those years that I devoted to it. There were years that we worked and we had meetings until 1 o'clock in the evening at the college when the change was taking place. And today it's a wonderful university. I remember at the time when we started, it was the last university in the system of universities. Today, the University of the Sacred Heart is right at the top. People want to go to the University of the Sacred Heart.
And was there in this transition from the religious order to the lay group, and the members of the orders, the nuns wanted to go and render services to the poor instead of teaching to the rich, which is what was happening. And we can argue there's a continuous philosophical discussion.
Yeah.
I just came with my 50th reunion at Andover, and people are concerned, you know, with all the money that Andover has, and it, you know, is that the best use of money, et cetera, for a private press school. In this transition from the religious to the lay, with the nuns, were there problems? Was it very smooth?
It was initially a little, the nuns wanted to sell the university, and the board of trustees didn't want to sell it, but we didn't know that we had the power. And the attorney for the board of trustees came and says, no, according to the laws of this company, this corporation, this is a corporation, a non-profit corporation, and the law says that the decision is taken by the Board of Trustees. At that moment, we had the majority, and the nuns decided to not to sell it because they couldn't sell it. It had to be the Board of Trustees.
Right.
So we didn't sell it, and we're so glad, and I am sure the nuns are very happy that we didn't sell it, because they see the work that it is doing right now.
And one of the persons in the transition was Socorro Julia.
Socorro Julia was a great assistant.
She was with the nuns and
no, she was with us. She was with the quartet.
But she was part of the religious order, and she is, and she was at in the administration of the Colegio before the transition. So
I remember,
then she stayed on.
Yeah, I think that when the decision was made, for a few months, they looked at her, you know, like
a little bit of a traitor.
Us. Yes, but she did what her heart told her was the best thing to do, and it turned out to be the best. So now she's still there. She's now retired, but she helped to develop and grow the university.
So there's a legacy there. There's still the Catholic
it is very
principles
Catholic.
And philosophy.
It has a very deep Catholic principle. I remember at one time, I don't know why, whether I should say this or not, but I'm not going to mention it.
leave us up in the air on that.
Let's leave it in the air. But everything has worked out real fine. Yeah. I'm extremely pleased with it.
Well, Paco, you should be, I think those words, I think apply to your life. You should be extremely pleased with your life.
I am.
You started off, you lost your father when you were 2 years old. Your mother, a very hardworking person, brought you up. You were sent on your own to Cuba. So you've had a tough life, but a good life, and you've made the most of
something
it.
Something very important. The president of the college, of the girls, the Sacred Heart, was Madre Arzuaga. Mother Arzuaga was there when my wife was studying at the college, and she introduced me to Ana Rosa, my wife, while she was at the college. And I will never forget that, and I am thankful to God because she gave me a wife that raised my 6 children, which is the equivalent of 6 different corporations.
Right, it's a challenge.
I mean, she, today, nobody wants to have 6 children, and my wife, who is a night person, had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get everybody ready, to get everybody studied, to get the breakfast for everybody, to wash and clean undergarments for 8 people. I mean, it
tough.
Was a tremendous thing.
Tough,
if
tough.
I hadn't had that wonderful person, which is still with me 51 years to date, I couldn't have done what I did in my enterprise.
Oh, amen, because I think all of us have had long-standing, matrimonial relationships. I think that is really critical for our success. So with that, I want to thank you for joining me, congratulate you for a great career and very multifaceted, as I would say.
Thank you.
And a real entrepreneur, and the kind of persons, if we had, 1,000, 2,000 Paco Zamoras in Puerto Rico, this would be a different island.
So,
good luck, and keep fighting.
Okay, we'll do.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.